QX, and Kinnison tossed over his cores. He had sold the bandits' spacesuits and equipment deliberately in order to minimize further killing. This was his first visit to Miner's Rest, but he intended to become a habitué of the place. And before he would be accepted as a regular, he knew that he would have to prove his quality. Buckos and bullies would be sure to try him out. This way was much better. The tale would spread, and any gunman who had drilled two hijackers dead center through the faceplates was not one to be challenged lightly. He might have to kill one or two, but not many, nor frequently. And the fellow was honest enough in his buying of the metal. His Spaldings cut honest cores. Kinnison put micrometers on them to be sure of that fact. He did not underread his torsio matter, and he weighed the meteors upon certified balances. He used galactic standard average value density tables and offered exactly half of the calculated average value, which Kinnison knew was fair enough. By taking his metal to a mint or a rare metal station of the patrol, any miner could get the precise value of any meteor, as shown by detailed analysis. However, instead of making the long trip and waiting and paying for the exact analyses, the miners usually preferred to take the 50% of average density value, which was the customary offer of the outside dealers. Then, the meteors unloaded and hauled away, Kinnison dickered with Strongheart concerning the supplies he would need during his next trip. The 101 items which are necessary to make a tiny spaceship a self-contained, self-sufficient, warm, and inhabitable worldlet in the immense and unfriendly vacuity of space. Here, too, the lensman was overcharged shamelessly. But that, too, was routine. No one could, or would be expected to, do business in any such place as Miner's Rest at any sane or ordinary percentage of profit. When Strongheart counted out to him the net proceeds of the voyage, Kinnison scratched reflectively at his whiskery chin. That ain't hardly enough, I don't think, for the real old-fashioned stem-winding bender I was figuring on, he ruminated. I've been out a long time, and I was figuring on doing the thing up brown. Have to let go of my nugget, too, I guess. Kind of hate to. Been packing it round quite a while, but here she is. He reached into his kit bag and tossed over the lump of really precious metal. Let you have it for 1,500 credits.
1,500? An idiot you must be! Or you should think I'm one, I don't know.
Strongheart yelped as he juggled the mass lightly from hand to hand.
200, you mean? Well, 250 then, but that's an awful high bid.
Mister, believe me, I tell you, I couldn't give my own mother over 300. I'd lose money on the goods.
You ain't tested it. What makes you think it's such a much?